Hi, this is Emma Kelly, Penn State lacrosse commit. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 show.
Okay, just say it now.
Whenever you're ready.
Hi, I'm Emma Kelly. I'm a Penn State lacrosse commit, and you are listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 show.
Cool. Thank God. What else we got? What else should she say? Because you were sneaking nothing.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I am Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness Training and high school girls basketball coach at Huntington High School, pro performance specialist. I am here interviewing athletes, sharing their stories and journeys about taking their talents to the next level. Today's guest, we have Plain Edge star and Penn State lacrosse commit, Emma Kelly. How are we doing, Em?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. What'd you do today? Anything exciting? Day off, no school?
Yeah, I had lacrosse practice today.
There you go. Usual. So when did you really start playing lacrosse?
I started playing lacrosse at in second grade. I joined my town team and everything and with all my friends and my dad was my coach, so we started there.
Awesome. When playing there, I know now you play for Team Elevate, club lacrosse team. When did you really start getting really, serious about lacrosse, or maybe not serious, but when did your goals become to want to play at the college level?
When I got into middle school, I really realized that I loved the sport a lot, and I probably wanted to play it in college. And also, one of my family friends was committed to Notre Dame, and I watched her play a lot, and she was a big idol for me, so I was really inspired by her.
That's awesome. And, I think that's, one of the things and big reasons why we're doing this show, because you saw somebody, that you looked up to, and now you're that person where younger mm-hmm. kids are going to look up to you being, a Penn State commit. So now the roles are different for you where you're, do you feel more of a leadership role teaching younger kids how to play, or where younger kids look up to you now that you've committed to a Big Ten college? Mm-hmm. So, it's a huge accomplishment for you to play. What would you say, to the younger kids, what you really had to sacrifice and give up to commit to a Big Ten college?
I would say to always just believe in yourself and to trust your instincts on whatever you're doing, because whatever you believe in, you can always achieve it and everything. So
that's awesome. I mean, did you know, when you were younger and you were traveling all over, I guess really the country playing lacrosse, when did you really decide, to get a lacrosse trainer per se? And then I guess, we just started working out together recently mm-hmm. too. When did you really decide that you needed those two aspects to play at the next level?
I realized I needed this because to be able to play at Division I lacrosse level, I wanted to push myself to make sure I'm the best and always being able to play my best at that level. So by doing this, it makes me work harder and be better at what I can do.
Do you remember the first time you came here and we worked out?
Yes.
Was it a lot of fun?
It was fun, but it was tough.
Do you want to tell the story? Or?
I have asthma, so I forgot my inhaler and I didn't take it, and I had an asthma attack.
There you go. So we had a good first experience, mm-hmm. But you've been working really hard since then and huge progress, and now it's going to be a lot of fun working with you now, for a whole nother year mm-hmm. To get you ready for the next level. What would you say, to some of the young girls as well, since, you sacrificed so much? What, before the pandemic, what would be a normal day in your life with school, training, going to practice? Mm-hmm. just how busy was it from when you get up at, 6, 7 o'clock, go to school, and then however late you have practice until? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would wake up for school, go through that, and then normally I played 3 sports, so I was always staying after school for being at the trainer or practice or game or away game. So most of my time took up that, like from 2 to 2 o'clock to like whenever my games would end, like 6 o'clock. And then after, I would just spend all my time on my homework and studying and then just doing it all again the next day.
That's awesome. I mean, I think it's great too for somebody like you who's going to play lacrosse at Penn State that you play three sports in high school. I think it's so important, you know, for kids. A lot of kids now give up sports, high school sports, to focus on one sport. But I think it's so important to play three sports, to change it up, you know, work different muscle groups and just have fun because you're in high school. Once you get to college, it's a lot more serious than high school, so you don't get to play those sports. So that's definitely a huge achievement that you still play three sports. That being said, I know we were talking yesterday. Why don't you tell me some of your fun superstitions that you have before all your pregame?
Oh, I always have to wear a pre-wrap. It doesn't really matter what color, probably black, red, or blue, but I always have to wear pre-wrap. I always have to have my hair either in a ponytail or with a braid. I always eat pretzels before any.
There you go. A certain name brand or any kind of pretzels.
Like the Snyder's pretzels.
There you go.
The mini ones. Yeah. Those ones. And I think that's really it. That, not really a lot, but.
Yeah, that's some funny stuff, though. Mm-hmm. So now that you've been coming here, I would say, what, like 2 months or so, what would be your least favorite thing that you hate doing here?
Probably either the plate pushing or the band resistance, like running with the band.
Why, just because they're hard or combination?
I don't like having the resistance around my waist and pushing the big
sleds.
Yeah. Just doesn't help. I don't like it. Hurts my hands.
What would you say your favorite exercise is, or what do you enjoy working on?
I like the core ball, anything we do with the core ball.
Yeah, some abs, get some abs in.
Yeah.
That's fun. Even somebody like you who's off from school today, you're putting in the time. We're doing the podcast now, and then you're going to work out after, and you had practice again this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so even a day off, no school, you still have to get up early, go to lacrosse practice, and now you're coming here to work out. Will you then go and do some lacrosse later, or are you going to hang out with some friends?
I'm going to do some homework.
There you go.
I have homework to do.
Got to do the schoolwork.
Yeah.
Got to get ready for Penn State education. You got to do your homework. Would you say, now that you've been committed, did you, you know, at the young age, you said your friend that you knew played at Notre Dame, you saw her.
Mm-hmm.
Were your goals kind of the same now, or do you feel like your goals have increased because you're going to a higher level college? Now that you still have, you know, 2 years left in, well, 2 seasons left of high school, are your goals the same, or do you have higher expectations for yourself now?
I think they're pretty much the same. Like, I just want to make sure I play my best and be able to be a team player and a leader to help my team do as best as they can, and also carry that over when I go to Penn State.
So what was it like being in this pandemic, one, through the recruiting process? Was it hard for you to, you know, make a college decision because you weren't allowed to go and visit?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you, you know, stick with lacrosse workouts, you know, not really being able to get out as much?
Mm-hmm. With the pandemic, I always made sure I went outside, like on the wall, did wall ball, and I ran around like my town just to get some workouts in. And with the whole recruiting process, it was hard, like, trying to learn about a team because, like, I couldn't go there and experience it.
Right.
But being able to, like, Zoom with these coaches and, like, talk with the players, it helped me a lot more knowing what I want.
Yeah. I mean, now being done, do you feel like it's a big relief that you finally picked a school? What would you say, you know, non-lacrosse related, what would be the, you know, the biggest thing you're looking forward to at Penn State?
Oh, the football games.
Of course, right?
Probably the football games.
How many fans do they get? Do you know?
I don't know, but I think the stadium holds like 100,000.
100,000, wow.
It was huge when I saw it.
Yeah, I'm sure the men's basketball team is doing pretty good too. I would say the football and basketball will definitely be cool. All right, so let's get right into, we're going to call this, it's called Keep It 100. So it's going to be a series of questions that I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Rapid fire, one word answer.
Okay.
You ready to go?
I think so.
All right, let's do it. Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
AirBuds or Beats?
Beats.
Nike or Under Armour?
Nike.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify.
Squats or lunges?
Lunges.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Ice cream.
Ice cream, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, Emma, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Thank
I appreciate
you for
it.
Me.
And hopefully we could do this again when you're in college and you could tell everyone your experiences at Penn State.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.